What are you doing this summer? What are you seeing?
What are you reading? What are you playing? What are you eating?
What are you doing? There's lots going on in the area this summer. It's time to celebrate summer, Lynchburg style.
And we're getting closer and closer to the Commonwealth Games main games weekend. And joining us now to talk about it, Games Director Amanda Mangum. Hi, Amanda.
Hey there. Thank you for having me.
All right. So I saw there's just an article today about a new event. And we've talked a little bit about this, but one of the new events for the Commonwealth Games, which is the drone racing. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, it's wing racing we're actually going to have at the Liberty Main Football Stadium. And they're actually going to give us a preview during opening ceremonies of kind of how it goes. But these things go like incredible speeds, and they set up all kinds of obstacles. So there's actually a course that they fly through, but they don't actually watch the plane to fly, and they look through a headset and do it all that way. It's pretty incredible. So not only, you know, for those athletes to compete, but it's going to be a huge spectator sport, I believe.
How big are the drones? Do you know?
These are actually not drones. They're kind of small-looking type planes.
Okay.
So, being a couple feet long, they range a little bit in size, but it just kind of looks like a small plane. But they are made of lightweight material, so they can go pretty high speeds.
Are they good for chasing dogs around? I bet it would spook a dog.
I think it would scare them more than anything. It's a sound that they make as well that's quite interesting, as you can imagine, if they're flying that fast and doing curves and flips and stuff. So,
by interesting, you mean loud?
I think it would scare anything around, that's for sure.
Oh, yeah, by interesting, you mean loud, huh?
Yeah, absolutely.
Hey, Brian just brought something up about scaring dogs. I wonder, could you ever have frisbee dog competitions at the Commonwealth Games, do you think?
Yeah, that's true. I've seen, there's so many ways of people, ways to compete, you know, and that's what's so great about everything that we offer is it doesn't mean you have to go out and buy a really expensive piece of equipment to come out and try to win a medal. Some things, you know, you just need to put on a pair of tennis shoes and you can compete. So that's kind of what's nice. So we have no limitations. We're up for any and all ideas. So by all means, give us, you know, shoot us an email and let us know your thoughts.
That's going to be my proposal for next year.
All right.
So let's talk about, as games director, let's talk about how you sort of put things together here. You know, each of the sports is going to have some things you're going to have to provide, athletes provide some things. You know, I mean, you all have the infrastructure, all the parks and everything, but then do you have to make sure that there's, you know, there's water supply, there's baseballs and bats, you know, that kind of thing. And how do you decide when and where all the things are going to be?
Yeah, so I have this huge, crazy-looking master sheet. I call it my master sheet. So it's got all the sports and their needs, not only how many medals they need for their participants, but also, you know, coolers, ice, when should ice be delivered, banners, signage, tents, how many cases of water, you know, just any and all kinds of stuff. And it really varies on sport. So I try with, you know, such a huge number of sports that we have, try to pre-plan and do as much ahead as I can. So a lot of our sports already have the majority of their needs, with the exception of, you know, if they need ice delivered this day and this time. So, you know, we do as much as we can on the front end and then make a lot of deliveries and kind of have a schedule throughout the weekend as things come up.
I mean, it sounds kind of like putting together the pieces of a big puzzle, trying to make sure everything's in the right place at the right time, day after day.
It is, and that's why I actually say that quite often. It's kind of putting the puzzle pieces together. A good example I like to use for this year is the new Liberty Indoor Track. So we've puzzle pieced things together where we actually have four events running out of that thing in 3 days. So wrestling will be Friday. Saturday, the 28th on Main Games weekend, we'll have judo and jiu-jitsu. And Sunday, will roll over and have the Taekwondo event. So literally, like you said, we are puzzle piecing everything together and trying to use all the facilities, amenities that we have, not just on Liberty's campus, but in the Lynchburg area.
Is that where the volunteers come in? I know you guys have put out the call for volunteers.
We have our main game central at the LaHaye Center. So when you come in, that's where, for example, our basketball teams will check in, our athletes will come and check in. And then we also have a station there area for volunteers, and we'll be doing, because our outdoor track event requires so many volunteers, we'll do a check-in just there day of on Saturday the 28th.
Talk about which events are free and which require tickets.
Right. So on Friday, we actually have our tailgate party, which a sport has run already, we ask all the athletes to come back and participate. The athlete tailgate party is completely for them. But their coaches, their parents, everybody is welcome to join us. That is in the indoor football practice facility. So we'll have blow-ups and food for the athletes and coaches, and just different things to do, for them to play, take pictures, all that kind of fun stuff, just to have a good time before we really get rolling. And then right after that will be the march into opening ceremonies, where that, again, is free to anyone, general public, by all means. Come out and take a look, where we'll have our athletes, our Olympic speaker will speak there, and we'll have, like I said, the wing racing, we'll kind of do a demo. So a lot of cool stuff, and all of that on Friday is free.
And then getting into as far as the main games weekend, the sports specific, some of the sports do require a pass, a ticket, and you do have the weekend pass good for all the venues, which is $20 for adults and $10 for children.
Yes, basketball, we do charge admission for that for spectators only. Coaches and athletes are obviously free. So we'll charge there, but and for track as well. But most of our events are free. But if you do buy that weekend pass, it gets you in anywhere. So that's really the way to go.
Amanda, are you going to be able to enjoy any of the events, or are you going to be just too busy working hard and making sure the pieces are going into the puzzle where they should?
Well, that's a good thing about the pre-plan, because that is my goal, is to try to get to all of them this year. Right now, we have slated 40 events going on that weekend. So to be honest, I don't know that I'll hit every single one, but that is my goal, and I will try my best. Because, again, that's what we work year-round for, and that's what I enjoy the most, is going around and seeing everybody have a good time. Whether they win a medal or not, they are experiencing something. I truly believe that they'll remember forever.
And, we're hoping for good weather for the events that are outdoors, because a lot of them are indoors, so it won't matter. But for events that are outdoors, if we had a really rainy weekend or something, is there a plan for that?
We do have a weather policy, and that actually came into effect last year when we had lightning strikes within a certain mile radius. It wasn't necessarily right on top of our main hub, but it was in the area. So a lot of times we do postpone events and pick them up. A lot of our facilities that we use do have lights, so we pick them up back when it's cooler or when the storms have passed. So we dealt with it last year, and we get better and better at it each year. Of course, we want to pray and hope for the best weather possible, but we do have a plan for if something was to come up.
Amanda Mangum is the Games Director for the Commonwealth Games, and you have your main Games weekend coming up July 27th through the 29th. Amanda, thanks so much.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
And that's the latest edition of Summer Lynchburg Style, brought to you by the Retail Merchants Association. Where's Waldo is going on all this month at more than 30 Central Virginia businesses. So pick up your passport if you haven't already and go find Waldo in those businesses. And also Givens Books. They have their summer reading program going on. Danny Givens from Givens Books will join us soon to talk about some good summer reads. A lot of folks heading to the beach. In fact, I just got a text message from a friend, the 5 books that she's taking with her to the beach. Brian, this is
Rise, the decline and fall of the Roman Empire.
That's books that you would...
The Oxford Unabridged Dictionary.
Those are little light summer reads that you would take to the beach with you if you ever went to the beach, not that you ever go anywhere. But so Danny will join us to talk about good summer reads, but also games that are very popular this summer as well. So thanks to our sponsors of Summer Lynchburg Style.